and welcome to the Stretch Podcast. My name is Lebukule, your host. My guests and I will be having conversations on matters of self-development, emotional well-being, spiritual growth, and overall transformation. These are guests whose work, expertise, knowledge, and wisdom has inspired and moved me tremendously, and I hope that they inspire and move you too. Here is another episode of the Stretch Podcast. Before the episode, just a note to say, if you're hearing this, it means you are not on the subscriber base of the Stretch Podcast, which means you will only be getting half an episode. We do not run adverts on this podcast. We do not claim to. Our income is directly from our subscriber base. We would love for you to join the subscriber base if you love and value what we do here. The subscription is 99 rands. You will get the link to subscribe on the show notes at the bottom or on all of my social media links on the bio. Until then, enjoy this episode. And I will see you, hopefully soon, on the other side. Hey, Dumelang, my friends. Oh my God. Yeah, no, this is take five. And I'm not going to do it again because you can hear the voices coming in and out. It was really, really bad yesterday. And if I don't do this intro, it means then you'll have an episode without an intro, which that's not what I want, especially for the last episode. I've been having bouts of laryngitis since my river experience, which is something I will share sometime in the future. But I won't obviously prolong this because my voice is literally straining. So I'll go straight to it. So today we have a very special guest who is the famous Tau Pule, my son Tau, and we are talking about the academic challenges that he's had to experience throughout his primary school, ultimately getting into a school of skills, which is where he is right now. It's a fascinating conversation that I don't know if a conversation of this nature has ever happened anywhere, where we talk to the children, the learners who are struggling academically. I know we talk about them, we talk around them, we talk to them, we talk through them, but I wonder if we've ever spoken, if we've ever listened to them. So Tau today is sharing the experience of what it is like to be a child who's struggling academically in an academically focused schooling system like we have in the country. And then, I mean, it's a funny conversation. It's a mom and son, but it is as professional as they come, I think. And I think you will really, really love it. It is a conversation for parents with struggling children. It's for parents with children who are doing really well, who will never otherwise know of such situations. It is for children themselves who are both struggling and those that are doing well academically, so that they can be a little bit kinder, more compassionate to the children who have to repeat classes, who are called didomo, who are called all sorts of things. So it is that type of conversation. And that's why it's so special. And it's also special because obviously, Kitau, I mean, he's our son. And don't worry, in the conversation, my voice is fine. This fluid laryngitis is just an episode that's been occurring for a bit now. It's very spiritual by its nature. Something I'll explain to you sometime next year. Secondly, before I give you the conversation, I want to give my heartfelt thank you to all of you subscribers of the podcast. You know, I asked you to please subscribe at the beginning of the year in February, and without hesitation, a lot of you, or a few of you really, just subscribed without any questions asked at the beginning. And slowly throughout the year, there have been people trickling in. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because this is my work. This is my work in the world. And I do plan to be doing this for another few years to come, God willing. And because ke mmereko, it takes an effort. It costs me something. It costs my team something. We pay for these things. And yes, I know we didn't ask you. You didn't ask me to do this. You didn't ask me to do this. So you don't really have to support it. You don't really have to pay. But I really ask you from the bottom of my heart, for those of you who listen every week, who listen to partial episodes every week, that during this December, if you could find it in your heart to contribute. And I say contribute because I want to make something clear. You are not paying 99 rands to listen to a full episode. Yes, you are paying to listen to a full episode, but you are doing something more than that. You are supporting the work of platforms that speak to your heart. So I'm saying this because some episodes you may not want to listen to the full episode. Of course you won't. There are podcasts that I subscribe to where I think week in and week out, I would not want to listen to the rest of the episode. Sometimes I even leave it in the middle, even if I'm the subscribed. But I understand that my subscription to that podcaster is doing something bigger than just me listening to the full episode. So if your mindset is, but I really don't want to listen to the rest of the episodes anyway, can you shift your thinking slightly and say, I'm supporting the Stretch podcast team? That's it. If you could look at it that way, maybe, you know, your heart ikalukulukakanyane, and then there will one day be an episode that you really want to hear the whole thing. And then you remember, I'm subscribed. And then you listen to the whole thing. But furthermore, I can tell you now, listening to full episodes is a game changer. Because in as much as we give you a whole 20 minutes, sometimes 25 minutes of a partial episode, you are still generally missing 40% or 40 more minutes, sometimes 50 more minutes of a very, very good conversation. So that is my ask. Christmas. That's my ask from my heart to your heart. That can you, after listening to me and Tao, please subscribe to the Stretch podcast. Please contribute to my work. We will return next year. I'll come back with a solo and share with you what you can expect in the new year. For now, my voice, oh my God, my voice is saying stop, stop. I'm going to stop and I'm going to give you my conversation with Tao about the challenges in academia. Hi, Tao. Hey, Nana. Welcome to the Stretch podcast, finally.
Yeah, I'm very glad to be here. It's basically my first time, so it's really shocking.
Are you shocked? I mean, it's just you and me.
Yeah, but I've never... It's my first time, and...
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous. I won't lie.
Yeah, no, it is nerve-wracking. But you are here. We are home. It's school holidays, finally. And once again, congratulations on your achievements.
Yeah, thank you very much. I tried, worked very hard to achieve those things.
Yeah.
And I made it. Well, I haven't officially made it, but I'm very proud of myself
for... Me too.
...for achieving those. And becoming prefect was so unexpected. I wasn't expecting that.
Was that the most surprising? When they called you Group 13, what did you think they were calling you for?
I thought they were going to give me more academic certificates, but I never knew they would say the leaders of 2024. I just felt powerful.
I know, you are powerful. And you know you got most votes. That other teacher, I don't remember his name now. The one who was...
70.
Yeah, the one who was driving us around says they were quite surprised as well. Or rather, they were happy for you. And more or less, you got most of the votes. Maybe not the most, but you got a lot of votes. I didn't know it was the students who pick. I thought it was the teachers.
Me too, but I'm shocked it was the students because among students, I haven't really been mostly their friends or they haven't really liked me, but I'm just glad that a change of heart then picked me. I will not let them down next year.
Yeah.
I will show them the leader that I can be.
Why do you think they picked you?
I honestly think they picked me for my kindness, the way I'm there for them, yeah. and the way I motivate them or tell them they look nice today, are you okay?
Is it? Yeah. But I mean, you're a son of a coach, so you're coaching as well. We must call you Coach Tau. Honorable Tau.
Yeah, it's nice to be leader.
Yeah. No, I think leadership suits you. Remember also before Ozone, before even us moving here to the Karoo, you always had friends just gather and want to be led by you. Remember how friends, there would always be two groups of friends who want your attention. Yeah. Why do you think you're like that?
I don't know. Like, at first it was Abu Sia from Alex, and then it was the junior group. So,
yeah, like, Sia side and junior side. And also here, it's whose side? Frankie's side, Frank and Abu Josh and all that. And then the Simbulele and the Kalem side. Are you having the same in Ozone?
Yeah, no, not really. They I don't think there are people that truly understand me, but I believe it's gonna come to that.
Yeah, no, it will, because you're also a Libra, so there's always this two sides. Anyway, so today we're talking about how is it that you are here today? Like, you've achieved so much after going through a lot of hell, you know? A lot of the listeners are your fans. I don't know. Do you know that you're famous on my Facebook?
No, but how am I famous, but I'm not even rich? It doesn't make sense.
No, man, you can't be. Fame and rich is not. There are many rich people who are not famous. Mm-hmm. And there are many famous people who are not rich. You should know that. Yeah. Anyway, you are very famous on my Facebook friends, especially the Facebook of Lebupule, not Lebupule's work, not my page. So I'm sure they are quite excited to hear your story. So they know about your issues back at school, the fact that you repeated grade 1 and then repeated grade 4, and then we had to do this process of taking you to a sort of a special school. So I want us to talk about that and you tell us your story. Hopefully it will encourage other parents who have children who are struggling. So, back to grade 1. In fact, maybe back to about grade R and all that. How was school for you, the whole schooling process from grade R, from Ikresha Pugile, which you used to call it, Ikresha Mamnan? Why did you call it Ikresha Pugile?
Well, it looked dirty and the roof was had a hole in it. So I'm like, it's a broken...
Okay, but tell us a little bit about your journey with school from crèche, grade 1, up to now. You know, how did it feel to be at school? Because I know it didn't feel normal.
For me, to be at crèche school, it felt boring and unnecessary. I felt like I was trapped. Why are we forced to do something we don't want to do? Why can't we just do our own things and then do the things you want, the teachers want us to do?
Yeah.
And one of my worst crutches was Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes. That crutch, I hated it so much. I hated the teachers. I hated the kids. I commonly got bullied, but I also stood my own ground.
Yeah.
But I was also wanted to ask you, why did you send me to that crutch?
To Looney Tunes. I think because... it was too much family, so it was like you are not at school and they let you do whatever you want, and Mamnani obviously loved you, you know. So for me, I felt like you are not stretching, you are not getting, it's like you are at a daycare just to hang out until I come back from work. So Looney Tunes for me was like, okay, this is a different environment. You will see new people, different faces, and you learn. So as a mom, that's where I was coming from. And it was kind of better-ish, even though it was still Colloquian. But it was there by East Bank, you know, not far from home. So that's what my thinking was. But clearly, you didn't even last. I remember the principal calling me to the office saying, your son is, well, I'm not going to use the bad word she used, and that's why I took you out. But she was like, your son is effing lazy. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. And I was shocked because I also didn't like her too. So I can agree with you on that.
Yeah. And when I, because I mean, she swore and I swore back and it was like a back and forth. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm going to take my son out of here, especially with the language that you use. I mean, you can't say that. And one other teacher who kind of liked you, what she said to me was that he just prefers to sleep all day. Why did you sleep all day
it
in class?
It was boring day. Like, I didn't understand what was going on. 1 minute would learn, 1 minute would play, and it would be super loud.
Yeah.
And then so I just thought I was going to sleep to escape.
Yeah, to escape. Wow. Nah. Okay. Then fast forward, we went to Smiley Kids in Edenvale. So it was a better environment, you know, obviously the suburbs and different races as well. And you sort of enjoyed that. Why did you enjoy Smiley Kids?
Well, why did I enjoy it? Because basically that's where my friend group of two groups actually started.
Mm.
And it was nicer. There were more kids. And
Yeah.
And also, the teachers were first hard on me, but they started to really like me. Though they didn't teach me a lot of stuff, I really liked it.
Yeah, no, I mean, Smiley Kids was a nice franchise, although the Smiley Kids in Edenvale had a very bad reputation. But that's story for another day. That has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with us from the parents' point of view. Mm-hmm. It was just not well run from the parents. But from you, because you were 5, 6... I'm sure it was just a great environment.
Very good.
Yeah, and then we moved to Eastleigh Primary, also in Edenvale, and you started your grade one, and then the issues began. So for me as a parent, and I'm going to tell you from a mother's point of view, for me it was very shocking to get a call from a teacher within the first term that your child is not doing so great. And the reason it was shocking is because I have two other kids, Tolu and Tebe. They never had that problem. And I'm not comparing, right? It's just an experience. And I was like so shocked. I remember telling my missy, my mom, and my mom says, So did you know that you were not doing well?
Honestly, no, I didn't know I was not doing well, but I mainly was doing the same old problem I did at Looney Tunes. I slept all day. I didn't really want to work, and that environment was confusing because I didn't really know math.
Yeah.
Like, it was the first time I'm encountering math and English, the fullest versions of them. So I just knew in my head that this is not coping with me.
Yeah, the ABCs and the abacadas. Was that hard? Why is that hard?
Well, basically, from crèche, they need to teach you that from there for school. So I think one of my crèches didn't really teach
me. That's, I get it. This is why I'm saying to you, Smiley Kids, from a parent's point of view, Smiley Kids, Edenvale, not all Smiley Kids, Edenvale, they were not efficient in teaching you. They were good in feeding you games, but you were supposed to already know your ABCs. But then again, you did struggle as academically, because there were other children that you went to Smiley Kids with that passed grade one. Mm. So it could be the teaching, but it also could be you, which is why I want to understand that, in your opinion, and this might be an unfair question, I don't know. In your opinion, why do you think it's hard to understand basic ABCs and basic 1, 2, 3 and plus and minus and times and division? Where is your own difficulty?
In there, I didn't understand why we were adding a number and a number, then it comes to even a bigger number.
Mm.
So I didn't understand that. Shouldn't they stay the same because they are the same numbers? Why should it be different?
Wow.
And minus. How come can you minus two of the same numbers and get nothing?
Wow. So your mind works differently.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, and can we talk about the funny one? I remember when that was not grade one. I think it was grade two. And I want to come back to grade one when you repeat it, because something interesting happened there. But I remember how you would get so confused when they give you homework of that story maths. You know, the maths?
Problem solving.
Yeah, the problem solving maths, where they would say, Sifiso and Simbulele bought 20 sweets. And Sifiso has 18, Simbulele has 2. You know, that type of thing. And then how many, okay, or they bought sweets. Sifiso has 18, Simbulele has 2. How many sweets in total? You would not give them the answer. What would you do? Just share. Share with the listeners.
Honestly, I would say, why do I have the 20 sweets and Simbulele has 2? It doesn't make sense. How much money did we have? When did it happen? Did we fight? Did we get a solution? Did we resolve it?
Where were we going?
Where were we going?
Why so many sweets? Our teeth. I remember you used to give us so much headache with Solo when we're trying to say, listen, it's not about that story. It's about the maths.
Then if it's not about the story, why do they make the maths into a story?
No, couldn't because they're trying to.
20 minus 2 equals 18. You see?
No, I guess they're trying to help you understand it in real life, maths in real life. But anyway, that was very funny. But let's backtrack a little bit. Let's go back to you repeating grade one. I remember when we were told, because when a child repeats, and this is for the listener, parents who don't have children who repeat classes, when a child is about to fail, stroke, repeat, a parent already knows by term 2 or even term 3, because I get they tell us about your progress and they talk to the parents. And so I knew by September that you are going to repeat grade 1. And I remember my mom says, I'm repeating, my mom push in. But I know what I know, because I know you. And so I knew that I needed to prepare you. And I remember telling you in December that, hey, Nana, you're going to repeat grade one. And I mean, it was like I'm talking to, you didn't even hear and understand what was going on. And then indeed you repeated grade one. And only around February did you figure out that you are repeating. What happened? How come you didn't know you were repeating?
Well, honestly, when I thought I was still in grade 2, I was in the same class in grade 1. We were reviewing grade 1. So when it was break time, I got out. I saw my classmates of grade 1
of the in previous another class. Yeah. Yeah.
And then they suddenly laughed at me. I'm like wondering why they're laughing at me. Then they said, I'm still in grade 1. Then it hit me. Then I'm like saying, but how? Shouldn't I be with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I actually figured it out. And it shocked me. Like, it really shocked me.
No, it did shock you, because I remember the day I picked you up. But anyway, I had picked you up from school. And you said, oh my God, that broke my heart. And you said, Ma, I failed. I'm still in grade 1. Oh my word. I remember taking you out to Spur or something for milkshake, and I spoke to you about it and I explained and I comforted you. But I think it was the first time ever you understood that, so this thing is what's going on. But what was your opinion with school? Like, what is your opinion about school, and especially the academic schools, the normal schools? What's your overall opinion?
My overall opinion is I think they are trying to push the children too hard. Okay. They should slow down on the academics.
Yeah.
Make them understand easily. Obviously, you do get smart, brilliant kids, and that's what drives the teachers crazy, because they should be like that child. So they push the kids that don't understand, that they have a different situation from the smart kids.
Yes.
So the teachers would get to understand and know the kids like their own children. So that's how they can help them pass or progress. That was the problem with me.
Yeah. And do you think academics, the things that they're learning, maths, English, Afrikaans, and all the subjects, the sciences, do you think they're important?
Yeah, those are solid important subjects, too, geography, all of them. But they shouldn't make them high school level. They should make them primary level and a bit easier for the people that are struggling and understand them more.
Yeah.
Like, do extra classes also.
Yeah. I think private school does that. There are programs like the Montessori schools and other specialized private schools do that. And skills, do you think it's important to have skills?
Yeah, skills here? Is very important. Basically, when people look at building and woodworking, they think it's a deadbeat job. It's not.
Yeah.
The money that those skills could actually get you, maintenance, ways, woodworking, building, chef, cooking, and hairdressing. Those are very important in life.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about those a bit later because that's the school that you are in now. I want to now get to grade four. Maybe before grade four, then you and I mean, as if your problems are not enough. You repeat grade one, grade two was hell. You had like a horrible teacher. And grade two was probably the worst year for me as a mom because I was in and out of that office. I mean, it was rough for both of us. You had bad friends. You had a bad teacher, and you were not wrong about that teacher. I think she did subsequently get fired. And then, I mean, you had a big fight. It was the year where you had the biggest fight of your life. Was it the Reese year?
Yeah, it was Reese.
Yeah, the bully that you turned against, and you fought so hard for your life, and you won. I was called again at the office. How was grade two? Let me not actually... I was sharing as a mom. How was grade two for you in summary?
Well, grade two was hell for me, to be honest. It was hectic. It was confusing. And out of all that naughtiness of mine, I got popular and respected, but I didn't know it. But grade two was not nice for me.
Yeah, but remember in grade two, you also did community service because I think it was because of the fight you did with Reese.
Yeah.
Maybe let me just let the listener know. So Dawu was kind of bullied by this boy called Reese. And, you know, for those of you who don't know Dawu, he's small. He's on the small side, but you're growing now. Hey? You're 16 and you're starting to look like a man. But over the years... At 9, he looked 7. He's smaller. So small children get easily bullied. So there was this boy, Reese, who was bullying. Eventually, Dawu had enough and fought back. And apparently, he hit Reese so hard. Reese ran across the park, the school field. Dawu chased him and hit him again. He fell and he bit him like a moloma on the back. I think he was really, really hurt. They were both suspended. Was he also taken out for... Not suspended out of school, but given something, community service?
No, Reese was actually let off the hook because he didn't really do something bad. I was the one that did something bad to him because he teased me and also wanted to beat me up. So I just got really angry.
Yeah, no, you were angry. And I remember the teacher, when I was in that office, said, Lebo, you had two kids here because, I mean, Tsulu and Tebe went to Eastleigh. Tsulu also started in grade 3 when we moved from Rivonia. Tebe was from grade 0 to grade 7. So they knew me very well. And they're like, you know what, Leb, we know you. We know your kids. I have never seen, if I didn't see him with my own eyes, I wasn't going to believe it. But I saw him literally chase Reese across the field and continued to beat him up and all that. So as a school rule, violence is not allowed, and I'm really sorry, but he needs to just pay. And then we did community service, and then what happened? Because you seemed to found your calling. Like, tell me about that period, that week where you were helping the people who were cleaning.
Community service really actually changed my life because that's actually where I found out that I have faith in myself. That's why I had faith there.
Yeah.
And my community teacher, the guy that was advising me, we really got close. We actually really liked each other. And he liked me a lot.
And you understood what it means to keep a yard clean, to pick up litter, to clean stuff, to sweep.
Even if people laughed at me, I didn't actually care.
Yeah.
But it was a very wonderful experience.
Yeah, no, it was. Because I saw it, you changed a little bit afterwards. And you had a deeper care for things that matter in life, I think. And you deepened a little bit. And you were only 9. Were you 9? I think you were only 9 years old. Anyway, so that was grade 2. Then, as if your problems are not enough, you and me, we moved to the Karoo 2017. And then we throw you into a new school that is Afrikaans. Voorbereiding. Do you want to share a little bit about your grade 3 experience at Voorbereiding?
At first, it was very tough. I even thought to myself, I ain't going to last long here. I want to go home. I want to go to an English school. But,
but they had an English class.
Making the friends there really changed me. It actually taught me that not all places are hell.
Yeah.
And my character experience was very nice. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was. And also the classes are smaller. Yes, Afrikaans was a bit of a challenge, but they cared. They really did care for you. And that's when you had friends who were okay, and Lina, and girls and boys. And, you know, it was very nice. Then you passed. You went through to grade 4. Another setback. But this was completely different. It was a different repeating from grade 1. Do you want to talk to how repeating grade 4 felt?
Repeating grade 4 felt disappointing. I felt like a failure once again. But I had this one guy...
Well, this is the end of the road for you. If you want to continue listening to this episode, you will have to subscribe to the Shrek Podcast for 99 grand. The link to subscribe will be found on all the show notes at the bottom and on all of my social media handles on a link tree. It simply says, subscribe to the Stretch Podcast, and then you will get all the episodes in full, plus bonus episodes and some of the coaching notes that I share with subscriber only. Until then, I will see you next week with another episode. Love and green lights to you.